April 5, working with the angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews 1:14. One part of the ministry of heavenly angels is to visit our world and oversee the work of the Lord, which is in the hands of his stewards. In every time of necessity, they minister to those who, as co-workers with God, are striving to carry forward his work in the earth. The angelic hosts rejoice whenever any part of God's work prospers. Angels are interested in the spiritual welfare of all who are seeking to restore the moral image of God in man, and the human family are to connect with the heavenly family in binding up the wounds and bruises that sin has made. Angelic agencies, though invisible, are cooperating with visible human agencies, forming a relief association with men. The very angels who, when Satan was seeking the supremacy, fought the battle in the heavenly courts and triumphed on the side of God, the very angels who shouted for joy over the creation of our world and over the creation of our first parents to inhabit the earth, the angels who witnessed the fall of man and his expulsion from his Eden home, these very heavenly messengers are most intensely interested to work in union with a fallen, redeemed race for the salvation of human beings perishing in their sins. Human agencies are the hands of heavenly instrumentalities, for heavenly angels employ human hands in practical ministry. By uniting with these powers that are omnipotent, we are benefited by their higher education and experience. Thus, as we become partakers of the divine nature and separate selfishness from our lives, special talents for helping one another are granted us. With what joy and delight heaven looks upon these blended influences. All heaven is watching those agencies that are as the hand to work out the purposes of God in the earth, thus doing the will and purpose of God in heaven. Such cooperation accomplishes a work that brings honor and glory and majesty to God. Oh, if all would love as Christ has loved, that perishing men might be saved from ruin, what a change would come to our world.